Case number 10519, H. Donovan and Dolores R. Price, west of Road 277, south of Angola Road East, being Lot 21, Block N, Section 2 of Angola by the Bay Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic and Carmine. I represent the applicants Donovan and Dolores Price, who are seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirements. I know that the notice of the public hearing stated that we were seeking a variance from both the side yard and the front yard setback requirements. I spoke with Mr. Lank prior to filing the application. I actually should correct myself. My office communicated with Mr. Lank prior to filing the application, and I do have a copy of his email correspondence in response. He had advised that we needed variances from the side yard setback requirement, but not for the front yard. The stairs on the front deck are less than 4 feet high, and they encroach less than 5 feet. So I was under the impression that a variance was not required for the front yard. To the extent that the board determines that it is necessary, since it has been noticed for tonight, I would request that the board would consider that request. I don't know if the board is interested in seeing Mr. Lank's email correspondence or not.
Yeah.
Well, I can verify. It was noted at the time of the application for the front yard, and it should be side yard for the 1.4, not the front. Everything is for the side.
Thank you. Again, I represent Donovan and Dolores Price. They are seeking a 1.4-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement for deck and steps, 3.5-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement for the rear deck and steps, and a 1.4-foot variance from the side yard setback for the outside shower. So the maximum variance that we're seeking tonight is the 3.5 feet. The subject property is located in the Angola by the Bay development. Again, it was formerly owned by Donovan and Dolores Price. They have recently conveyed the property to the current property owner, Pamela Carlin Davis, on September 4th, 2009. Unfortunately, neither party was able to attend the meeting tonight. The Prices reside in Quakertown, Pennsylvania, and Ms. Davis resides in Fallston, Maryland.
Actually, I'm here.
You are? Hi. Please come up here.
Sorry.
I apologize for that. I'll have Carlin Davis
Hi.
Sworn in to the extent that she can answer any questions that the board may have.
Name and address.
Pamela Carlin Davis, 22822 Angola Road East, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
You as well.
Okay. The front and the rear deck and steps and shower have been in their current location since the mid to late 1990s. There was a prior side yard variance issued in 1988. It was number 3577, and that was to maintain the dwelling as constructed originally. I believe you do have a copy of that, the findings of fact in that matter, which was submitted along with the application. Neither party was aware that there was any violation as a result of the improvements to the subject property until just days before settlement when the survey was received. This property is unique in shape. It's also one of the smaller lots in Angola by the Bay, as acknowledged by the board in its findings of fact back in 1988. The hardship was not self-created by Ms. Carlin Davis. She just purchased the property in September of this year, and it was not intentionally, the county setbacks weren't intentionally violated by the Prices. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the code without having to remove the front deck and stairs, the back stairs, and a shower that, again, have been located on the property since the 1990s. Therefore, it's our opinion that a variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. If authorized, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. We also requested a letter of no objection from the Homeowners Association, which was received. They did not object to the variance request under the condition that the shed that's located in the rear of the property would be relocated so that that would be brought into compliance as well, which will be done. Therefore, the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible to the regulation in issue. Again, Ms. Carlin Davis is here. I don't know that she can provide any information with regard to the history of the property other than the fact that she just purchased it in September of this year.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I actually found out about this issue 15 minutes before settlement. Apparently, we lost an officer, and some of the folks that processed the paperwork were out for a week or so. Having met these people several times and understanding their honesty and integrity, I felt that they were people of honor, so I went ahead with the purchase of the property.
We request that the board consider this request and approve it. And thank you for your consideration.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCaig?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Ms. Carmine has addressed the standards, the standards for granting a variance, and I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,519.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,519. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.